Rondo Craze and HOAs. We're here each Sunday at 11 a.m. on 850 WFTL in South Florida. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Sachs, PA. Eric is board certified by the Florida Bar, just a handful of attorneys are, in condominium and plan development law. And his firm has attorneys in Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, and Tallahassee. But we get calls from all over the world. And we would like to hear from each of you. We're here each week to answer your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from 1 minute to the next. Love to get the phone lines going early. They're already ringing right now, answering all of your condo and HOA questions. It's a free advice and a toll-free number. No matter where you are in the state, give us a call right here in the studio, no matter where you are in the world, 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
Pretty amazing, Karen, right, with the internet. You have people who own condominium units and HOA homes, and they go back, you know, wherever they are up north or other countries and stuff, and they tune in and listen to the show.
The problems follow them to Canada.
Right? But if that isn't flattering,
yes,
I don't know what is. And, of course, if you're a fan of the show, everybody, and like to read our blogs and newsletters, just make sure to go to our website, condocrazeandhoas.com. Join our email list. By joining each week, you're going to get announcements about the show, our blog, our seminars, two great ones coming up this week. We'll talk about that in a second. Newsletters, updates on the law, and a whole lot more. Of course, every Monday morning, we write a blog, I guess about 12 years now,
nice,
at hoa-condoblog.com. Again, hoa-condoblog.com. Tomorrow's topic, can I get a refund? And the bottom line is, with your pool, your clubhouse, and other common areas closed, a lot of you want some money back.
Only if your name is Karen.
Right. Are you entitled to a refund? Read all about it tomorrow morning. And before we start, I just want to thank all of the people that attended our Condo Craze board certification classes in Tampa and West Palm Beach this week. Nice turnout. And this week we have two more great events coming up. Busy, real busy week. On Tuesday, we're going to be teaching the board cert class at 9 a.m. at the Broward County L&L Condo and HOA Expo with the Signature Grand.
Love it.
And on Wednesday, we really have a unique online seminar at 2 o'clock. Greg Wallach from Best Roofing.
Sure.
He's going to be teaching a roofing 101 class online. I've seen it. Fascinating class. If you got roofing issues coming up or just interested in how roofs work, this is the class you want to take. Again, taught by Greg Wallach from Best Roofing. That starts at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, you have no roof, then everything goes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
When he's done, I'm going to teach a class entitled Before You Sign That Contract, right? Karen, we talk about that all the time.
Don't.
Hey, Eric, I signed this contract. Can you get me out of it? No.
No.
You know, why did you sign it? Well, things to look for before you sign that contract with any vendor. And when I'm done, Rafael Aquino from Affinity Management.
Mr. Sexy.
Sexy voice, right? He's going to be teaching a course about handling your condo elections. So, you know, really a couple of great classes being offered this week. They're free. Take advantage of it, everybody.
The only way he can get you out of the contract, if it's like from The Godfather, with the, you either have your signature on this contract or your brains.
Right, an offer you can't refuse. Exactly, right.
Do managers get continuing education credits for attending?
Yes, they do, Karen. If they take the class with me and Best Roofing and Affinity, they get 3 continuing education credits. Again, all free. And if you guys want to register for any of these classes, just give us a call at the office, 954-983-1112. Again, 954-983-1112.
I just have a question, because
sure,
now with the coronavirus, you've been doing some of these online and some of them in person. Do you think you'll continue with that mix? Is it working for you?
I got to tell you, the participation rate by video conference.
Yeah.
Is phenomenal.
Okay.
I get calls literally, no joke, Karen, every single day. When is the next online
okay
one?
Okay. So maybe that's why, when you, because you're going to send this kind of legislation to Tallahassee.
Yes. Oh, it should be
mandatory. It should be online or
absolutely
in person.
Absolutely.
Now that law will include it.
Now there's no excuse, period, yep, not to take the class. I mean, that's the bottom line. No excuse at all.
All right, well, let's shift. No excuse for anyone not to vote. And Thursday's debate was certainly better than the first one.
Oh, right. No two ways about it. You know, both guys, calm and cool. I think Trump was well-behaved. And, you know, it certainly got me thinking that when it comes to voting, you know, we obviously want to hear what our candidates have to say, at least the candidates, you know, on the national level or the state level. You know, but why doesn't that same feeling apply on the very local level? That's your home. That's your condo or HOA.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah. Don't you want to hear what these people have to say?
No. When it comes to HOA elections, though, many voters don't get to meet the candidate until the actual night of the election. I mean, they can send out a flyer in English and Spanish, but oftentimes they don't even know who's running or if they're just rolling over the board until the night of the election.
Exactly. And in condominium elections, someone running for the condominium board, you know, like you said, they have an option kind of like to include a resume in the second notice if they choose to. You know, therefore, the voters really may not know anything, nothing at all about the people actually running for the board of directors in your own community, your own home. They're just names on a piece of paper if you never met them and interacted with them before.
Is it more of a popularity contest, Eric? Like if they're your neighbor and you know them?
It might be, you know, let's be honest. Sometimes it might just be, hey, this person has a name that sounds like my background, like my ethnicity, right? Happens all the time. So I'll vote for them. Huh. That's the truth about how a lot of elections go,
How are they supposed to decide who to vote for? In a community association.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. You know, I've had the honor. Well, here's one way. Like I was saying, I had the honor of serving on a few occasions as a moderator at a Meet the Candidates night. Various associations hold this. And
nice.
I think
well,
it's
that's
great.
Nice.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And on this night, the association simply asked the candidates who are running for the board of directors to address the members of the community. Get up there, tell us what you have to say. You know, each one's given a few minutes to speak, and then the community has the right to ask each candidate some questions. And again, I moderated some of these. And, you know, the truth is, if you're an incumbent, you have it a little tougher because you have to stand there and answer questions about, you know, what happened while you were in office and maybe this or that went wrong. But, you know, they usually hang in there. They do a good job. But the bottom line is, the point here is that during a Meet the Candidates night, at least the voters in your community get a chance to see and hear from the people that want to serve your community. You know, you get to see who they are and what they got to say.
Yeah, it's a good idea. I mean, so it's by video conference. Can you do it that way?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we talk about this all the time. The coronavirus really has caused a phenomenon here, at least in South Florida, with our community associations. And I can tell you, Karen, without question, I've seen more participation by board members and non-board members in meetings than ever before.
Really?
It's literally an explosion. Yeah, and you can thank video conferencing
for
that.
That's awesome. The Zoom unless you're Jeffrey Toobin, then you don't want to thank
them. Oh, yeah, he's got his hands full. That's dumb, right?
Oh, you did not.
Unbelievable. Yeah, the attendance, you know, that was a good one. Huh? Not bad.
Did you just make that up?
Yeah, just off the cuff. That wasn't bad. But the attendance at these meetings, Karen, is really the highest I've seen in my 30 years of practice. Yeah, they do. No question about it. It was just made a little easier, right? People are enjoying the ability to participate in the affairs of your community, but they want to do it from the comfort of their home.
Yes.
And by simply turning on their computer and tuning in, it can't be made any easier.
Right.
You know, so
I think that the coronavirus is going to change many things.
No question
about
it.
In the future. For the better, you know? I mean,
no question about it. When it comes to community associations, look, I'm the type of person I truly enjoy and I miss interacting with people. You know, that's my thing. I like to be out there shaking hands.
You're like Trump.
Yeah, you know, I love meeting clients, potential clients, meeting people who are interested in what you have to say, you know, in front of crowds. I think it's great. Gets people, you know, excited, gets people to know each other. But what are you going to do? Here we are, right?
Yeah, that's why they have church. Church, when you're all singing together and stuff, it's
absolutely.
Like super moving.
Sense of community. Yeah.
So
you know, you can do it by video conference, by the way. Absolutely. And I'm suggesting that going forward, every association have a Meet the Candidates night by video conference.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So the person's running for the board of directors, they have the opportunity to address the members of the community. And you know, maybe more importantly, the members of the community have the ability to ask questions of the people running for the board.
Right.
Now, if it's important enough to have these debates and questions on the national level, it should certainly be enough to have these questions and answer periods when it comes to your own home.
So are you going to get rid of the oil industry here in Plantation Park?
Yeah, right. I think that was another gaffe by Joe Biden.
No, I think it's policy.
Policy,
right. If you look at his website.
Well, but now he's, you know, screaming yesterday, I will not ban fracking, even though there's 138 videos saying that he was going to ban fracking. So, you know, the bottom line is I think he does better not saying anything and just staying in the basement. And that's the strategy, basically. Let's see if Trump is going to do about, 30 cities in the next 10 days?
Yeah.
Biden will probably do two or three, and I think his hope is to just ride it out to the finish line, don't do anything, and let's see what happens. It's not going to work. You know, I'll say it again with a week to go. I'm predicting big, and I mean big, victory for Trump. I'm talking bigger than the victory he had against Hillary.
It looks like the country loves him.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. I'll tell you, I voted yesterday.
Yeah.
What I didn't like is people are actually fighting online. I mean, come on. At least while you're standing online, behave yourself. Let people get to the polls.
Oh, they're fighting
without
while they're standing
hassled.
In line?
Yeah, yeah, and it just, you know, I didn't like it. And the,
what do you
and
mean?
The people trying to maintain, you know, order on the lines don't like it, you know.
Really?
If you're online, behave. Keep your mouth shut. You don't have to pick fights with people. And it was happening on both sides, you know, both sides.
So it's like Biden people fighting against Trump people?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And both sides were to blame, quite frankly. But, you know, while there's supposed to be a minimum distance.
Let me guess, the Trump people had Trump hats on.
Oh, they certainly did.
Okay.
They were, I mean, well, at least where I was, I voted on Griffin and University. And I can tell you the parking lot jammed, and I mean jammed with pickup trucks and Trump flags.
But you're in Broward.
Everywhere.
That's a Democrat haven.
Right, right. You know, listen, this is why I'm predicting. And I think Florida, he's going to go in easy by about 5 points. I really do predict that. But we'll see what happens, right? You never know.
You know what? The Latinos loved his first debate.
You constantly see, at least on the news and in Miami, there's Latino rallies for Trump all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think he actually wins Florida going easy. And I don't believe that, you know, Biden's ahead by any stretch of the imagination. And, you know, remember, if you go north of Palm Beach, it's all Trump territory.
Well,
I mean all.
If these pollsters get it wrong again this time, they're done. Yeah. They have
polls
to get
are useless.
They need
we
to
learned
get a
that
new
in
profession.
2016. Yeah. But it's interesting that I still think that there's a certain segment of people who just simply won't admit that they're about to vote for Trump.
Yeah,
that's the bottom line. There's still some segment
number.
Out there, you know. So that alone, you got to add a few percentage points. But we will see what happens. Let's take our first break of the hour. When we get back, let's hear what our listeners have to think about all of this. And, of course, we'll take your questions about condos, HOAs. We'll talk emotional support animals. And give us a call here in the studio, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or paint and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700.
Or visit the website cdri.net.
Here on 850 WFTL. I'm going to give the phone number out, but the lines are jammed. If you want to talk to Eric about anything HOA, condo, or co-op, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Take it away, counselor.
Like we said, calls are coming in from all around the state. Let's start off in the middle with Kissimmee, Joanna from Kissimmee. How are you, Joanna?
I'm good. How are you?
Joanna, I got to ask you before we answer your question. Have you been back to Disney?
I have not. My annual passes expire.
Oh, you did. That's a shame. Yeah, unfortunately. I heard the toughest thing about going back, I understand, is that they force you to wear a mask, and it's, I don't have to tell everybody, it's like 105, you know, at Disney, and you're walking around with the mask, and they're really strict about it. You better put them on, so everybody fakes like they're drinking something. So that's my understanding.
Yeah, they do.
How can we help you, Joanna?
I have an HOA question.
Sure.
Is there a time limit that a board, after they've done a vote to an amendment, that the board should file that amendment with the county?
Oh, they have an obligation. There's no time limit under the law, but if the amendment passed, the board has an obligation to immediately record that amendment. Yes, no two ways about it. That's their fiduciary duty that they owe to the unit owners. Now, typically, it's the attorney that does it. I'm sorry, but Joanna, it's typically the attorney that does it.
Exactly. But in this situation, can the board come back to a vote that was done in 2014 and file it in 2020?
I see that happen, and the answer is if everybody knows for sure, you know, if there's no dispute that yes, and you actually have the votes, that would be a big help. And yes, this amendment passed, and yes, it should have been recorded, then I have no problem if you record it now. No problem at all.
So the other part of my question on that is, do the parcel owners, when you change the amendment, do the parcel owners get the vote, or is it just the board?
No, the parcel owners. Yeah, I mean, when you're amending the declaration of condominium or the declaration of covenants and restrictions in your community, no question that's going to be done by a vote of the community.
And they should have a record of that, correct?
They should, absolutely. You know, so if they're going to record this alleged amendment that passed in 2014, I would hope that they have the record showing that that it passed.
By the parcel owners as well.
Correct, by the parcel owners, right, exactly.
Correct. Perfect. Great. And I want to thank you about your idea for Meet the Candidates tonight. I think that's a great idea
for anybody
that's running for a board.
Absolutely. I think it's wonderful for the people voting to, you know, actually put a name to a face, right? I mean, name to a face, right? That's exactly what I meant, right?
A face to a name.
A face to a name, right?
So
exactly.
To be able to know it's so important to be able to know who's on your board.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, we worry about these things on a national level, but you don't worry about these things when it comes to, you know, what is in your own home. And it's funny, Karen, you know, and there's actually case law that says this, that, you know, we worry about national elections. We worry about the presidential elections and the Senate races and things like that. And there's no question the decisions that the president makes and your senators make and Congress makes, it affects you in some way, actually. But the truth is, the local elections, right, in your municipality probably affect you more, and even in your own condo. I mean, there's no question about it.
Yes.
Affects you more than anything Donald Trump or Joe Biden may do to you in the future.
More this, direct
effect,
yes.
And that's the truth. You think about it, you get, you know, even the building officials in your community. If people come in that want to, you know, stir up the pot and hassle you and enforce every violation, your building official can ruin your life. Your condo president or HOA president can drive you absolutely crazy, right? So we should worry about these things, quite frankly, as much as we worry about national elections. You know, we don't take these seriously enough, but you should. Thanks for the call, Joanna. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Not too far from Joanna, also next to Disney, Julie in Davenport. How are you, Julie?
Hi, Eric. I'm good. Question. We own in the resort community an HOA, and I'm sure you've heard on the news that we've had a lot of problems with in-state bookings, with parties and COVID parties and things like that. Our homeowners group has a private homeowner Facebook page. We would like to be able to share these bad guests on there. Is there any legal ramifications with that?
If what you're doing is, you know, just taking pictures and putting them on Facebook for your private group, I don't think so. I don't think there's anything illegal about that.
And names, because we wouldn't want anybody else to run to these people.
Meaning, what are you doing? You're putting the names of the owners of the home on the website?
Well, we have a list. We have a file. And we have the homeowner's name and what happened and then the guest name and the date they were there. So we want to be able to share this on this Facebook page.
Is there anything illegal about it? No, I don't think there is. You know, anybody can sue you for anything, but I don't really think there's a cause of action there. But why not, you know, or maybe you have tried to actually solve the problem itself. Is your community in favor of amending the declaration to say, you know, no more Airbnbs, no more daily rentals?
No, they don't feel, our board does not feel that that is their place to do
that. That's a good thing. Right, right. So, you know, because I can tell you in my community where I live, all of a sudden a couple of Airbnbs are popping up, including the home that borders on mine. Community's going nuts, and we got everybody together, and you can count that we're going to amend our declaration in our community to say no overnight rentals, no daily, no weekly rentals, you know, no, any minimum rental has to be at least 6 months.
Yeah, some docs already prohibit that, right, because of the amount of days that...
Exactly, yeah, some docs, but if you don't, that's one way, and I can tell you, and, you know, I teach this in the course all the time, if your community votes for something like that, one good thing that the community can do, and I've done this with Airbnb, is put them on notice. We've amended our documents in this community. Our contract now says that nobody can lease less than a six-month term. If you continue to accept listings, we will sue Airbnb for tortiously interfering with our contract that we have. And I can tell you it's, it has worked in a couple of different communities. But, Joanna, you know, your harder step is it's legal. It's allowed. Now, it's not allowed to come to your community, put on a party, and, you know, it's noisy, and smoke marijuana. I can tell you that's been happening in my community. And, you know, to be a general nuisance. That is not allowed. And I think, yes, you can take pictures of it. And if a unit owner continues to allow their home to be rented out and have it occupied by people to do that, no question the board can take steps against that particular unit owner to make sure those things don't happen again with their particular home.
And what if the board won't do anything?
Well, then change the board. Get rid of the board. And, you know, if somebody comes in, you know, and some action that they do causes damage to another member, and the board hasn't done anything about it in the past, potentially the board can get sued. So, you know, the board should take action if people are coming in and potentially presenting dangerous situations, yeah, the board is under an obligation to do something about it. Thanks for the call, Julie.
Great. Well, thanks.
You got
Bye.
It. All right, a little down south, Ron in Deerfield. How are you, Ron?
Good morning. How are you, Eric?
Okay. How can we help?
Question. Our board has a rule that if you enter the clubhouse, you must be wearing a mask. The Board of Elections uses our clubhouse as a polling place.
Yes.
Now, the Board of Elections said that someone that is coming to vote, you can't turn them away if they're not wearing a mask.
You know,
clubhouse rule says you should wear a mask.
This is a really good question.
Which.
I can tell you, I've seen this on the news the other night.
Yeah,
they did a whole.
Question.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody else heard. There was a segment about it. And it really depends upon, this is what the conclusion of the newscaster who gave the story was, that it truly depends upon which police force is actually in charge of your area. So, you know, they're going to be protecting your polling stations.
But no they take them out of line and they, no matter what, they have to be able to vote.
Yeah, I can tell you yesterday, right, they have to be able to vote, I agree. And,
well,
and
BSO is in our district.
Well, I would call BSO and ask, you know, what rules do they believe are in force? Are they, if people are standing online.
That's a good question.
Yeah, and we would request that you enforce it. But I can tell you again, the conclusion that this newscaster came to the other day was it really depends upon what the police want to do. Because there is no mandate out there, at least that I'm aware of in Broward County, that says you must wear a mask.
Yes,
and this is interesting because he lives in a community that actually has like allowed the Board of Elections to do this. So there's probably nothing in your agreement between the Board of Elections and your community, which also requires people to wear a mask. So what I would do is start with the police. And then call the Broward County Department of Elections and complain. Say, you know, we really don't want anybody coming in our clubhouse without a mask. What's your position on it?
I actually got into hot water because I said people must wear a mask to vote, and I got calls, and so I had to look into it. And Broward does have a mandate. You can be fined, but it's you can't require people to wear masks in terms of voting. They have the right to vote.
They have the right to vote.
But with the community association's rules, that makes it really interesting.
Yes, but they like kind of lease the property for the day to the Board of Elections. That's the problem. So whose rules apply? You know, that's the question. And I think the answer is the Board of Elections rules apply. Whatever they say is the law
is
the law when it comes to your clubhouse because you allowed them to do that. Okay. Ron, thank you so much for the call.
Call the local police department.
Start with that. You know, start with that. And then see if Karen said she believes there's a mandate out there to wear the mask. There you go.
Call the Board of Elections.
Call the Broward County Board of Elections and ask. Hey, you know, tell them is it a 55 and over community?
Yes.
Yeah, tell them it's 55 and over community. You're going to force our people not to vote. If you're not going to allow people with masks, you know, our rights are being violated. See what happens. Okay?
Okay.
You got it, Ron. Be well. Good luck
to
you.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You got it. Let's take our bottom of the hour break. Interesting calls coming in all around. Keep them coming, everybody. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. Back right after this.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Someday, you will need insurance, and for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities. All you need is Insurco. Get a free quote. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. Speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Call 954-846-1206. 954-846-1206. That's 954-846-1206.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations, and we are the clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your insurance program, call now 954-640-6225 and ask for Greg Waltz. 954-640-6225, Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group. Let us protect your association.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. If you have questions for Eric, who's board certified in community association law, he's the guy. He gives free advice on a toll-free number, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. You might get a busy signal now, but once we start answering questions, yeah, we're stacked.
Back to the phones. Kelly in Hollandale. Good morning, Kelly.
Hey, good morning, Eric, and hi, Karen.
Hi.
I'm a director on the board, and I recently sold and moved out. The president also resigned, and she also sold and moved out, but she stayed as a director. Now the vice president, who's never owned, is acting president. Our documents, they allow for membership after turnover for individuals that are non-owners to stay on the board.
Okay.
But recently, the vice president, he sent out a mailing to remove me from the board, a recall, without any meetings being held.
Okay, but that's a recall is done by a unit owner of their own volition. You know what I'm saying? It's not a board action. So if this vice president, who now believes he's president, wants to start a recall petition because two people moved out of the community, you know, his position is, two people moved out of the community, they sold. Yes, the documents may give them still a right to remain on the board, but why would we want people who don't live here to be on the board? So I'm going to start a recall petition.
Right.
And if that's
the person's position... I'm sorry to interject here. The thing is that he's never been an owner to begin with, And the only one being recalled is me. But more troubling than the recall is that there's never been a meeting to approve the mailing. Then he turns around, in addition to this, and offers a non-board member a treasurer's position without having a meeting or an agenda.
Right. That he can't do. Obviously, you can't appoint people to the board without having a meeting, you know, and without being it posted. But can he start a recall proceeding? Yes. You know, and you're no longer a unit owner. So wait, hold on. If he's doing the recall and he's not a unit owner, at the bottom of that document, right, there's probably got to be signed by the unit owner representative, right? So what's interesting here is that unit owner representative, right, I'll guarantee you has to be a unit owner. So it's interesting when he sends out the forms, the person's name on the bottom better be a current unit owner. Otherwise, that recall may be for naught, okay? A waste of time.
Right.
Okay? Kelly, thanks for the calls, but we got to go. We got a lot of calls stacked up behind you.
Okay.
How about we go to Lynn and Stewart? Good luck. Lynn and Stewart.
Hi, Eric. I have a question about board meetings in this time of COVID. I'm not a board owner, but I live in a large condo community. We've got a lot of seniors, and a lot of them obviously are very nervous about attending meetings in person. They might be compromised and so on. And we have a private Facebook group for our community that's limited to owners only, and we do verify. And a lot of what we would like to do is to live stream the board meetings so that everybody can see them. And we checked even in Florida Statute 718, it says specifically a unit owner may tape record or videotape the meeting.
Yep. Yes, you can.
Our board is fighting us on this. Do we have a legal right to do it, even if the board says no?
You know, I don't know of any law on this matter. The only thing I do know for sure is that you do have the right to videotape and record it. You know, there's no question that you can do that. So they don't want it live stream, but is there anything that would prevent you from actually taking the videotape of the meeting after the fact and putting it in your private Facebook group after the fact? Probably not. And by the way, when they hold these meetings, they're not doing it by video conference where other people can join in?
No.
See, that's the shame of it.
In person.
Yeah, that's the shame of it, because I can tell you that virtually every association is doing that now. Why doesn't your board get their act together and video, you know, and do it live stream? I'm not saying on Facebook, but have a system in place like Zoom where everybody can join in. That's the way, that's what boards, quite frankly, should be doing. Any board not doing that at this point, it just makes no sense to me. I can't imagine why you would not Zoom it unless, you know, you have no idea that this current technology is being offered, but that's a poor excuse as well. The bottom line is, at this point, especially in communities that are 55 and over, where they're more of a health risk, 100% board should be giving unit owners the opportunity to participate in meetings via video conference. To not do so, really crappy thing to do for your unit owners. That's my two cents. Okay? Thanks for the call, Lynn. We got to take our final break of the hour real quick. Taking your calls, keep them coming. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. Don't wait for the last minute. We'll be back right after this.
Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, and in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new again. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10 year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. Let PD Painting handle all the details and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting at 888-416-3204. Again, that's 888-416-3204. Go to the website, pdpaintinginc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting.
This message is for anyone who has taken on the important responsibility of becoming an officer or director in a homeowner or condominium association. It is also for the management companies who work closely with these caring people to make sure things are done the right way. Hello, I'm Gil Pomar, South Florida Regional President for Center State Bank, now the second largest bank based in Florida. Our bank, Center State Bank, has an amazing team of professionals who are exclusively dedicated to the homeowner and condo association market. Your job is not easy. There are repairs and new projects that need financing. There are legal and social issues that need to be understood. There are also technology and servicing issues that your residents want to be improved. Why not choose a bank that knows this business backward and forward? Why not have a local banker who will meet with you face-to-face whenever it is convenient for you or your board? Center State Bank has over 2,000 associations as customers for a reason. Please give us a chance to earn your business. Call Terry Russo at 954-633-1666 to make it happen. Center State Bank is an equal housing lender and a member of the FDIC.
Is your condo or HOA paying too much to heat the pool or spa? If so, now's the time to switch to geothermal technology with Symbiont Service Corporation. Geothermal technology with Symbiont Service is eco-friendly, green technology that harnesses the energy stored beneath the Earth's surface to heat and cool your swimming pool. Geothermal technology not only helps you reduce your carbon footprint, but rest assured, you can't beat geothermal for reliability and performance. It's even unaffected by air temperature. Best of all, Symbiont Service's geothermal solution heats like gas at a fraction of the cost and with a serviceable life expectancy of 15 to 20 years, which is 2 to 3 times as long as conventional pool heaters or more. And get this, geothermal technology by Symbiont Service can actually cool your pool in the summer months. Symbiont Service serves the entire state of Florida. Go geothermal now. Find out how Symbiont Service can heat or cool your pool and save you money. Call Symbiont Service at 800-881-4328. That's 800-881-4328. And to learn more about Symbiont Service and read the amazing customer reviews, visit geothermalflorida.com.
If your association has ever been through a major restoration or renovation project, you know it can be a complicated, expensive, and stressful undertaking. Noise, dust, unexpected problems, and that C word no one wants to hear, change orders. But it doesn't have to be chaotic. DSS Condo is here to help you through the condo project management process. Most projects go over schedule and over budget. Without an expert, independent advocate in their corner, associations are exposed to cost overruns, low quality results, and long-term disruption for owners. DSS Condo is Florida's leading association project management firm. They provide tailored, expert construction management services for all types and sizes of association projects, helping you maintain control of the chaos. DSS Condo now offers customizable project management packages that can be modified to meet your association's needs and budget. And now services Miami, Broward, Palm Beach, and Collier counties. Contact DSS at 305-985-3772 or by visiting dsscondo.com. That's 305-985-3772.
And HOAs here on 850 WFTL. If you'd like to ask Eric a question, lines are full now, but just wait and give us a call at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Eric and I are a little bit tired because we were up watching that World Series game last night.
I'll tell you, that was unbelievable. The end of that game was, that's what makes baseball so great.
So good.
And, of course, we got people listening in Tampa. I would love to know, you know, Karen and I were just talking about it. Were there two errors charged on that play? But I heard only the official scorer gave the center fielder an error. How do you not give the catcher an error, too?
The catcher dropped the ball.
He catches that ball. He tags out the runner.
Yeah, Rosarina falls running to the base, and then he goes, oh, my God, he dropped the ball.
I didn't even know what happened until I saw the replay like 2-3 times.
It was crazy. I know. They had to show what happened. It was
great.
So much happening.
That's what makes baseball the best game there is. So if anybody knows if the catcher got an error, let us know. That's really important. How about we go to Joe in Boynton Beach? How are you, Joe?
Good morning.
How are you?
Question. HOA
yes.
has changed management company.
Yes.
The old management company will not release the data that was on the TOPS recording system. They want $1,500 to release the data. Is that data ours or the management company has that right?
I believe it's yours. I really do believe it's yours. They can't say that you have to pay us $1,500 extra just to transfer the data. And what I would do is I would call the Department of Business and Professional Regulation, ask for the section that governs community association management, tell them what's going on, and I'll guarantee you that they're going to take your side on that issue. Okay? And you find out what to do next. Also, you might want to take a look at the contract.
Thank you very much. Keep up good work.
Thanks, Joe. Also, you know, might want to take a look at the contract, what it says in the contract, right? What are the responsibilities of the parties upon the contract terminating? How about we go to Shelley in Delray?
Good morning, Karen and Eric.
Hey.
I have a question about snowbirds. Snowbirds are coming back.
Yeah.
And they've started coming back. How do we recommend quarantine?
You can't. You can't. I don't think you can make a rule in your community that says, you know, you're locked into your condo unit now for the next 14 days. You know, rules have to be reasonable in a condo.
Right.
And it's regarding the common areas.
HOA.
Probably. You're an HOA.
Yeah. Not condo.
Okay. Same thing in an HOA. The board can make only reasonable rules. You know, and there's in an HOA, there's typically very limited common elements too. It's not like you're sharing elevators, right? It's not like you're sharing hallways.
No, but we have the pools and the gym. We did open the gym.
So I can tell you there's already federal, county guidelines that are in effect. I would think as long as those guidelines are followed by your community association, I don't think you can stop somebody from using those areas.
And how do you police
unless
it?
You knew for sure that they had COVID. You know, I mean, that's you're not going to be able to do. So, you know, I understand your question entirely, Shelley, but I don't think so.
That becomes a HEPA question, and we can't ask that question.
Right, correct. Bottom
I
line,
would assume.
You're right, under HIPAA laws, you're right. Thanks for calling
You mean you can't go test
in,
everybody in your HOA?
Yeah, good luck doing that.
Say that again, Karen?
Can you test everybody in your HOA? You can't get everybody to curb their dog, you know?
No.
Yeah, so not going to happen.
Right. Okay. Thank you, guys. Have
you
a great
it.
Week.
You too.
Thank you. How about Donata in Miami?
Hi, Eric. How are you?
How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. Okay, Eric, so this is the deal. The association here doesn't have an address. So you want to write a letter to the association, you can't. But they changed property management company. The property management company just put the telephone number, doesn't have his address or anything either. So unit owners want to call, want to send a letter, want to do something, and they can't because they hardly ever answer the phone. What can be done?
Right. Well, if they won't answer the phone, that's one thing, but what you do have is you have the address, which is very easily to obtain. You have the address of every single person on that board. You know the address of the president. You know the address of the vice president and all the directors. I can tell you if you send, according to the statute, if you send any one of them a letter, right, asking for a unit owner inquiry, asking questions, you send any of them a letter requesting access to official records of the association, once they get it, they're on the hook. They have to make sure that the association responds. That's part of their fiduciary duty owed to the unit owners. So they're not hiding. They're not doing anything. They're not insulating themselves from potential liability because they won't put the correct address up on the SunBiz website. Send letters directly to them, certified mail, return receipt requested, slip it under their door, and take a picture of it if you have to. But the bottom line is once they get your letter, once they get something in writing, they have an obligation to respond regardless of the fact that the website for the Secretary of State's office is not up to date. And I hope that answers your question, Donata. But we got to keep going. How about we go to Jackie in Delray?
Yes, I'm calling from a 55 and over community regarding dangerous trees. I have two extremely dangerous tall trees that are not supported. They're in sand, and the roots are about 2 feet out of the exposed.
Okay,
and,
right.
And they're saying that now I'm responsible for any, even though the developer planted them.
Right.
I'm here 2 years, that now I'm responsible for.
You in a condo or an HOA? Are you in a condo or an HOA?
It's a PPO.
Well, do you live?
Property,
let me in.
Property owners, I guess. Property.
Okay, so you live
in. It's an HMO.
Okay, an HMO. Now we're talking insurance. And yes, we will cover pre-existing conditions. I want you to know that.
With an HSA.
Oh, God. Sorry. Okay, so you live in a home, right? Not a condominium unit, right?
Yes, I'm in a home, and I think they call it a property owner's. It's POA.
Okay, so you live in a home. So I don't know what your governing documents say.
Oh.
No, but let me say this to you. Yeah, Property Owners Association. I understand, you know, what you're saying. There's like a master association, but there might be a sub-association too. I can't tell you by just having this phone call whether or not you're responsible for moving the tree or they are responsible for moving the tree. But I will tell you this, one good thing. Let's say it is your responsibility to remove the tree. It used to be a situation where you'd have to pull a permit. You'd have to get permission from the county to do it. Remember, Karen, you remember we did actually shows? Exactly. We did shows on the change of the law now. So now you can go out, Jackie. You can get your own. Again, if you are allowed to do this under your governing documents, if it's there's tree is your responsibility, you tell your association, fine, I'm going to get an arborist to write me a letter that says this tree is dangerous to persons or property. And guess what? Hold on to that letter, and you can remove the tree yourself. You don't need the permission of the association to do it if that's the case.
But they're very expensive. And when I was buying the house 2 years ago, they said that anything the developer put in, they're responsible. Because I have my own little section of the area that I maintain.
Jackie, there is no way for me to answer that question unless I took a look at your governing documents.
Because the developer might not be in charge anymore.
The developer's gone, and the documents may say, you know, very specifically that, you know, homeowners are responsible for any of the landscaping, including trees, on their property. Very common.
Now, if it's a condo and it falls over and you warned the board, there's
board
negligence.
Could be in trouble. Yeah. Absolute potential negligence. Yes, but again, the bottom line is this new statute makes it easy now to remove a dangerous tree. I mean, removing a tree was like, forget it.
Oh,
you were asking for the world.
Pulling a tooth.
You know? It was very, very difficult to do.
But I was told that I wouldn't be responsible.
I hear you. Forget about what you were told, right? These things about, you know, I was told this, I was told that. In a condo HOA, those mean nothing. Absolutely nothing regarding what you were told. What you got to rely on is what
very recently, like
Jackie. What you got to rely on is what's in the governing documents. Okay, I wish you a lot of luck. How about we go to John in West Palm Beach? How are you, John?
Hey, good morning. Happy Sunday. Just so Karen knows, POA. Just the difference is it's commercial property along with residential.
Got it.
Maybe yes, maybe no. Not necessarily.
I have a question.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
That's just okay. I have a question regarding if the property manager was told by the board not to enforce a restriction. And when I say restriction, it's in the bylaws. We don't have rules and regs. We have just the restrictions in the bylaws.
Right, the governing documents.
So I was told by the property manager he was specifically told not to enforce one of those restrictions in the bylaws. Does that void all the other restrictions in the bylaws?
No, it does not. Okay, it does not. Number one, and there's these type of questions come up all the time. You know, the board is ignoring. And what you have to do, by the way, take a look at your governing documents. Take a look at those bylaws. Take a look at what the board responsibilities are, because sometimes it's a little confusing. Sometimes it says the board shall, or the board must enforce certain restrictions, right? And some documents say the board may, right? Now if the word may is used, that's been interpreted by some arbitrators to say, well, may means the board has some discretion as to whether or not they want to enforce certain restrictions. What, out of curiosity, what is the restriction that the manager was told to not enforce?
Well, I am in a POA, and the problem is we have a lot of pickup trucks, and the debate is, well, what is a commercial pickup truck, what is not? So then they were just so baffled by it that they decided not to enforce the truck rule.
Right, okay.
As far as commercial.
Okay, so the bottom line is they're not going to enforce the truck rule. Now, let's say it gets out of hand, and this happens not only with trucks, it happens with pets, for example, right? There's a one-pet rule, and all of a sudden every house has three dogs, right? So let's as time goes on, we're all switching to SUVs and big trucks. At some point later in the future, right, the board may say, wait a minute, we screwed up. We really should have been enforcing these restrictions all along. Look what we did to our community. Now everybody has a pickup truck. Now the parking situation has become terrible. Our streets are crowded. So what a board can do later on if they wanted to is say, okay, look, and the same thing with pets. We screwed up. We didn't enforce it. We're going to have a policy going forward where we're going to allow, we're going to grandfather everybody in right now who's in violation, right? Who's in violation of documents, meaning they have a truck, meaning they have a pet, more than one pet. We're going to grandfather everybody in as of this date. But starting, let's say, 30 days from now, if your lease is up on your truck, that's it. When that lease expires, when that particular truck needs replacement, you cannot replace it with another truck. We're going to enforce the restrictions going forward.
You just reminded me of amnesty. Isn't that amnesty where illegals come in?
In effect, it is. Yes, in effect, it is. And it happens in community associations all the time where the board doesn't enforce something. Years go by, they grandfather in the violators, and then going forward, they say, okay, you're on notice. We're readopting this provision of the declaration or of the bylaws. Going forward, we're going to enforce it. Okay?
Well, ours do say shall.
Okay.
It doesn't give any discretion as may. So if somebody comes to us with the grievance committee and says, well, they're upset because I'm violating this and it's something completely different, how can we enforce it?
If the board says shall, if their document says shall, what I would do is write a unit owner inquiry or a letter to your board saying the documents say you shall enforce the rules and regulations. I don't know why you instructed the manager to not to enforce it. They're there. You must enforce it according to our documents and see what they say going forward. Go pass it on to their attorney. But, John, we got to say goodbye. We're just about out of time, as VJ just whispered in my ear. Guys, remember, we got seminars this whole week, Tuesday and Wednesday. We're going to be doing our board certification class. We'll be doing a class with Best Roofing and Affinity Management. So if you want to sign up for the classes or if you need legal help during the week,
yes,
off the air, give us a call. 954-983-1112. Again, 954-983-1112. Just think, next week, Karen, we'll be doing this show 2 days before the election.
By the way, voter intimidation, a felony. So those people fighting in line,
Everybody have a wonderful, safe week. Be well.